And at 6 minutes to eight, we've been speaking about some Carlton recoveries that are just almost Herculean in what they've been able to do down there. Thought we'd go straight to somebody that would know what the hell they are putting in the water to get these players up and about. We go the best in the business. Zach Tuohy, Carlton defender, has joined us. G'day, Zach.
Yeah, guys, how are we?
What is going on down there?
Yeah, I'm not going to ask any questions. The two boys are, you know, they've recovered better than we expected, so they'll be given every chance to get up this week, which is good.
This is a miracle, Zach. Were you all staggered and surprised? Did players fall about when they threw away their crutches?
Yeah, well, Cruz was never going to be, I don't think, too long-term. Levi's is obviously that looked certainly initially like it was going to be pretty bad, but you know secondary scans have shown it wasn't as bad as we thought, so we're not going to complain about that.
Now they're definitely going to play, Zach.
No, well I think they've got to get through training as far as I know. So although they have pulled up really well and look like they're not too far off, they'll still have to get through some tests.
You must have been cracking some gags about it though. With the boys, you know, because this is...
Yeah, we've gotten in Levi's here of being a bit of a sook and maybe making more of it than it was. But, Levi's looked on the day like it was pretty nasty.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, but as I said, well, footy's a pretty cruel game and a lot of the time it's not, you know, it doesn't work out in your favour. So when things like this happen, we'll certainly take it.
Hey, Zach, and they're making it more and more difficult, the rule makers of the game, for you defenders. They're taking away all your tools. I mean, you can't run the ball back over the line anymore. That's deliberate. Yep. I can see a day when they penalise you for tapping the ball, spoiling the ball over the line. There'll be no tools left for a defender like yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't really defend anyway. I just kind of slot around the outside looking for the cheap one. So, look, it is what it is. The game changes, and it's a pretty good game to look at this year. You know, if people seem pretty happy with the direction it's going, but there's not much we can do about it. We just have to play within the confines of the game.
We got Geelong slow starters last week. Is that something you looked at over the tape? Did you notice anything different from the game against Collingwood to what you normally get against Geelong?
Oh, look, they're a quality side, and you always have to be wary playing a side like Geelong after they probably feel they've underperformed last week. But we've a lot of areas of our game to address, and I think that's more the concern than necessarily looking at Geelong. So they're a quality side, and we pride ourselves on being fast starters too. So it could be an interesting first sort of 15 minutes.
What part of the game have you worked on this week from last weekend?
Oh, there's kind of been a few things. So I guess a bit of an issue for us has been our skills have let us down a little bit, and our kicks inside 450 we haven't had great connection with forwards. So we've addressed that, and hopefully you'll see a bit of a more slick, kind of cleaner Carlton this week.
Zach, give us one word to describe your coach.
Oh, yeah, the risk of repeating myself.
Just one word.
Teacher, I guess. It's what everybody says about him, but it's the truth.
Okay.
Does he give a good bake at all? Because, to the outside, he looks like he's a happy, smiling, fun-loving sort of a guy.
No, he can. Yeah, he can. He gets fired up, especially on game day, and he's as passionate as anybody else. So, yeah, he can.
All right, well, we're going to look at Cruiser and we're going to watch Levi Casbolt to make sure that they are their legs, because some have said that they've had transplants over the last couple of weeks. It's an amazing effort. Hey, Zach, well done. Blues have improved, and you're a big reason for that. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Zach Tuohy there, the Carlton defender.
They've got their legs on.
Telling you.
If Casbolt and Cruiser turn up and they're under 6 foot this weekend, we know they're not wearing their own legs.
We know they're not their own legs. Now, show your true colours in 2016. And be bound by Blue by signing up as a member. You can give Carlton a call on 1-300-CARLTON or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. Carlton v Geelong live on 11:16 SEN midday on Sunday. There'll be Andy Maher, Scotty Lucas and myself, Brett Anderson calling all the action.
I'll be listening to that.
Who are you tipping in that one?
I'm tipping Cats.
Easily?
Yes, I think so. Not so easily, but solid performance from them.